our listeners. In today's story, we, Time of Hope Radio, invite you to follow along as we start with Mother Teresa of Calcutta, an invitation and challenging call to follow in Jesus' steps by Father Dick Gong Nguyen, are done by readers Danielle,
Quen Mai, Mai Khan,
Quen Nhu, Hiu Vu,
and Vy Long.
Introduction.
On the way home from the parish, where I did my pastoral year in Federal Way, Washington in 2003, I accidentally put a conference tape, conducted by a Vietnamese priest, into my car stereo. During the talk, the priest mentioned the life of Mother Teresa in Calcutta. I was caught in the moment when the priest talked about how Mother Teresa's life had changed after seeing many people dying on the streets of Calcutta. The more I listened to the tape, the more I realized that as a devoted Catholic, I knew very little about the life of this living saint in the 20th century. I do not remember how many times I rewound the tape and listened to it over and over. With a respectful admiration for her and a very strong desire to get to know more about her life, and most importantly, to deepen my spiritual life and strengthen my love of God and others by reflecting upon Mother Teresa's life of love and service, I became very excited to write about her in a thesis for my Master of Arts degree.
I will start this paper by offering a brief look at the life of this famous person, Agnes Boyaxhieu, or Mother Teresa, as the world knows her today, was born on August 26, 1910, in Yugoslavia to parents of Albanian descent in what is now Macedonia. She aspired early in life to become a missionary to the poor in India. In 1928, she left home to become a novice in the Congregation of Loretto in Dublin, Ireland, and in 1929, she arrived in India, where she took the religious vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, and took her religious name, Sister Teresa. Instead of being sent as a missionary, however, Sister Teresa was assigned to teach at a local high school, where she eventually was named principal and became known as Mother Teresa.
What I will never forget about Mother Teresa's life is the profound moments that changed her life of service forever. It was on July 10, 1946, when she was on the way to take part in a retreat with other members of her religious community that her train passed through the city of Calcutta. Mother Teresa saw a lot of people lying on the street where they were dying. From the moment of seeing them, she felt in the depth of her heart that God was calling her to go to these people, to ease their suffering and to bring them to a place where they might die as human beings with dignity. Years later, Mother Teresa recalled, "I felt intensely that Jesus wanted me to serve him among the poorest of the poor, the uncared for, the slum dwellers, the abandoned, the homeless. Jesus invited me to serve him and follow him in actual poverty, to practice a kind of life that would make me similar to the needy in whom he was present, suffered, and loved." Quoted in Playfoot and Gonzalez Bilotto 7.
After that retreat, appealing first to her religious superiors and then to the local archbishop, Mother Teresa eventually obtained permission to leave the Loretto and begin her own community, the Missionary Sisters of Charity. Mother Teresa decided to found a new congregation and open houses with the purpose of bringing the people who were dying on the street into these houses in order to take care of them. After taking an intensive nursing course in Patra, she returned to Calcutta before the end of 1948 and began her work in a slum area called Mota Hill. She rented two rooms, one for a classroom and the other for a dispensary.
The following year, one of her former students, Subhashini Das, became her first novice. And together, they shared a life of poverty, compassion, daily prayer, and mass. They would walk together to the slums with donated food and medicine for the sick and starving. Within another year, many more would follow to become members of her religious community. On October 9, 1950, Pope Pius XII gave approval to her new congregation.
On Friday, September 5, 1997, after 69 years of easing the passage of the dying, consoling the sorrowful, helping abandoned babies to live, and leading the troubled to find God, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, 87, died in her adoptive city. In her last 47 years, she saw her own missionaries of charity grow from 12 sisters working in Calcutta's home for the dying and destitute into an order of some 6,000 nuns in over 500 chapters in 136 countries, aided by 4 million lay co-workers. Mother Teresa became the most countercultural figure of the century, who dedicated her life to the dying and destitute and transformed the world with her courage, faith, and love. Audience revered Mother Teresa for her countless acts of mercy. She has been the recipient of several prestigious awards, including the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979.
Her life has become the topic of many movies and books which have been translated into many languages. She taught everyone to do an ordinary thing with extraordinary love. Her whole life of serving the poorest among the poor has touched the heart of millions of people around the world. Her fame was so widespread and her love was known to so many hearts that many leaders came from around the world to pay their last respects at her funeral on September 5, 1997. She was given the honor of a state funeral by the government of India, and her tomb, located at the Mother House of the Missionaries of Charity, quickly became a place of pilgrimage and prayer for peoples of all faiths, all classes, and all nationalities. Her life was something beautiful for God and changed many lives. She drew many young people from rich countries to her service as religious sisters or lay people because they saw something in her life more real than fashion and the contemporary cult of the self.
Pope John Paul II beatified Mother Teresa on October 19, 2003. And gave her a new name, Blessed Mother Teresa. This beatification was made as a final step for her to the sainthood. The Church is very proud to have her as a very devoted religious daughter and a living saint in modern time. Catholics are very blessed to have her as a shining model of faith and love for God and others. She urged people everywhere to reach beyond themselves to heal those hurting about them. Her life is an invitation as well as a challenge to all Catholics to follow in Jesus' footsteps, loving all people in word and deed. Mother Teresa is more than an icon for goodness or a religious social worker. She embodies Christian love in action. She had abandoned herself to serve the neediest members of the human family.
Chapter 1, Her Deep Spiritual Life in God, The Foundation for Her Mission. The fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is love. The fruit of love is service. Mother Teresa, The Joy in Loving, 114. 1. Prayer.
Prayer is about the relationship with God. embracing His love and grace, receiving His guidance, and learning how to love as God loves. The Catechism of the Catholic Church defines prayer as the elevation of the mind and heart to God in praise of His glory. A petition made to God for some desired good, thanksgiving offered for a good received, or an intercession for others before God. The prayers Christians experience a communion with God through Christ in the Church. Paragraph 2559 to 2565. Therefore, through prayer, the means of communication with God, one enters into the relationship with God. One is in communion with the Trinity. As God's creature, the dignity of man rests above all on the fact that he is called to communion with God. Pastoral Constitution, paragraph 19. This is about the call to be God's children, to live in God and to receive His life, so one can live one's life daily as Jesus' followers.
Growing up in a holy and devout Catholic family, Mother Teresa inherited the priceless treasure of prayer from her parents. She recalled that, when she was young, her parents prayed together every night with the other members of the family. Later on, even though her father was often absent from home because of his late work, her mother led the family prayer, and thus, the rest of her siblings came together every night around her mother to pray with her. When her father died, the children were still little. The oldest one was 15, and Mother Teresa was 8. Henceforth, her mother became her closest spiritual model and assistant. She said, "My mother was truly a valiant woman. She was gentle, generous, and full of compassion towards the poor. She was also very religious." Quoted in Jersey, Mother Teresa, Her Life, 14. It was her mother's prayerful attitude that helped to lay a foundation for Mother Teresa to have a deep relationship with God and a strong desire to love and serve others.
Besides having a mother who had a strong impact on her spiritual life, Mother Teresa also embraced the life of prayer of all the saints who lived before her. She loved how St. Augustine identified prayer as the breathing of the soul, i.e., as natural, effortless, sustaining, as is the breathing of the lungs for the body. And as that which feeds the soul, as blood is to the body, prayer is to the soul, and it brings you closer to God. Quoted in Verity 38. The soul, like a living organ of one's body, needs food of prayer. Without this spiritual communication, the soul will die as a physical body which lacks of food and air. Thus, feeding the soul and giving it fresh air must come from having communion with God, who is the only source of life. For these reasons, Mother Teresa kept prayer as part of her daily activity. She loved to pray. The story is told that one day at the 40th anniversary meeting of the United Nations, Mother led the delegates in reciting the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace."
This was not only her favorite quotation, but also her favorite prayer. It invited as well as challenges all world leaders to realize their significant roles in establishing love and peace around the world. On another occasion, when Mother Teresa was crossing into Gaza, she was asked at the checkpost whether she was carrying any weapons. Mother Teresa replied, "Oh yes, my prayer book." Teresa, Joy, 241. Truly, the prayer books were the weapon that helped her to bravely go into the heart of slum neighborhoods, to find the outcasts and the dying, to bring them home, and to take care of them.
Prayer played an essential role in Mother Teresa's life. It provided spiritual growth and vocational awareness. From her youth while at home, she learned how to speak to God. During her mature years, she sought in prayer the answer to her search for God's will. Not only was prayer an important part of her vocational awareness, but it also was a significant factor in her apostolic works. Prayer motivated her to keep her work focused on God and nurtured her connection with others. It helped her to overcome all daily struggles such as tiredness, hopelessness, all the obstacles and burdens that try to stop her from continuing to love and serve God in each individual person. Prayer and love have a natural and mutual bond, but prayer comes first because it brings the grace of God to love and to act out of love. She wrote the following in her book, The Joy in Loving. A mission of love can come only from union with God. From that union, love for the family, love for neighbor, love for the poor is a natural fruit. 379.
Through this book, readers can easily figure out the theme that runs through it. In prayer, all are invited to taste that love. That prayer is linked to action. From prayer comes love, and from love comes the service of the needy, the poor, the sick, the suffering, the lonely, the neglected, and forgotten. In prayer, one belongs to God and relate to each other as the children of God. Again, Mother Teresa stated, "Love, to be true, has to begin with God in prayer. If we pray, we will be able to love, and if we love, we will be able to serve. And therefore, let us all promise that we will give our hearts to love them, for they too have been created for greater things." Teresa, Joy, 325. Prayer and meditation were parts of her daily activity and daily food of her spiritual life.
Recognizing the importance of prayer in missionary works, Mother Teresa insisted that her religious members not delay any moment to pray. They must learn that God is the center of their work, and that from prayer they will receive the spiritual strength, the inner love to work with the outcast and the dying. The work demands more spiritual effort than physical labor. The work will drain their enthusiasm and love for God if they have no communication with God daily and always. The life of prayer has strengthened the sisters in their daily contact with human suffering and misery, and has brought them face to face with two great mysteries, the mystery of death and the mystery of life, which have led them to understand what the Lord has suffered for human beings. The sisters prayed while walking through the streets, when going to work, or coming home.
They prayed for and with those whom they met daily. A group of volunteers recalled what impressed them most during their stay in Calcutta as they went to work daily with the sisters. First, the joy of the sisters. Secondly, their spirit of prayer. We all pray together as we start our work. The sick people, the dying, the patients are consoled, strengthened, edified. They listen respectfully and even join in the prayer. La Jolie, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, 208. The sisters knew that without prayer, they would not persevere for long. They knew that their job was very demanding and that without God's help through prayer, they would easily drop out. Apparently, the more the sisters pray, the more they are imbued with God's strength and are filled with the burning love for God and with a desire to love and serve others.
Not only did Mother Teresa insist that her religious members understand the importance of prayer, but she also tried to appeal to everyone with her message, whether they believed in God or not. For her, loving and serving others is a call for everyone. Non-Catholics are invited to open their hearts to live their love and serve others as well. Mother Teresa has led them to believe in goodness and love. On the other hand, Catholics are invited to deepen their relationship with God through prayer, so they can live out God's will and their baptismal call in serving others. Only when one is in union with God does one find everlasting happiness, hope, and joy. Prayer is joy. Prayer is the sunshine of God's love, the hope of eternal happiness, and the burning flame of God's love for you and for me. Let us pray for each other, for this is the best way to love one another. Teresa, Joy, 107.
It is through prayer that one is in union with God and learns what God's will is. Then one can follow His guidance in every activity, in every different situation of one's life. Therefore, everyone needs God in one's life and must find ways to see Him. Obviously, God cannot be found in noise and restlessness, but only in silence. God is the friend of silence. God speaks in the silence of one's heart. Silence brings one closer to God. Silence is the root of our union with God and with one another. In silence, one is filled with the energy of God Himself that makes one do all things in joy. The more one receives in silent prayer, the more one can give in our active life. Teresa, Joy, 349. Mother Teresa believed that creating moments of silence throughout the day to listen to the Lord was very productive in learning God's gentle ways and nudges. Gradually, one begins to intuitively know God's will and respond appropriately.
In society nowadays, everyone is chasing time. Life is so busy that it seems like everyone has no time for God, for others, and even for oneself. One has no time to pray and meditate, and no time for silence. It is very difficult to find a moment of silence in one's daily busy life, when there is so much chaos, noise, and frustration. People try to fill the emptiness they feel with food, radio, television, shopping, and the pursuit of all kinds of activities. Instead of focusing on God, the Creator of all things, human beings focus on created objectives in the world. This is the cause that distracts human beings from seeing God and from communicating with Him in their daily lives. Mother Teresa recommends, as long as we, in our own hearts, are not able to hear that voice, the voice of God when He speaks in the silence of our hearts, we will not be able to pray. We will not be able to express our love in action. Teresa, Joy, 280.
Needless to say, one cannot find God from the busyness of the day, but one should and only can find God in the silence of one's heart. As a human being, however, Mother Teresa sometimes experienced difficulties in prayer. She shared from her own experience. When the time comes and we cannot pray, it is very simple. If Jesus is in my heart, let Him pray. Let me allow Him to pray in me, to talk to His Father in the silence of my heart. If I cannot speak, He will speak for me. If I cannot pray, He will pray. Teresa, Joy, 98. From her experience, Mother Teresa revealed the need to realize that God is a good friend and that praying is simply talking to Him. When He speaks to one, one should listen, and when one speaks to Him, He will listen.
Furthermore, sincerity is another significant factor in prayer. Being sincere with God will help one realize his or her nothingness and his or her emptiness, so that God can fill each person with Himself. When one becomes full of God, one will do all one's work well. Only when one has realized the need for God has one found everything. Thus, Mother Teresa has encouraged everyone to be sincere, humble, and patient when praying. Everyone should pray always. One should start and end a day with prayers. and every night before going to bed to make an examination of conscience, to review one's day in relationship with God and others with whom one has met and worked with. Everyone also should pray before doing his or her work or studying. Everything starts with prayer. Love to pray, feel the need to pray often during the day, and take the trouble to pray. If you want to pray better, you must pray more. The more you pray, the easier it becomes. Perfect prayer does not consist of many words, but in the fervor of the desire which raises the heart to Jesus. Teresa Joy, 218. Prayer is about God who loves and makes everything possible.
Dear fellow listeners, we will stop here with the story of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, an invitation and challenging call to follow in Jesus' footsteps. For more information, we would like you to follow us on website www.mattmaria.org or www.mattmaria.net. You can also email us at mattmaria2000@yahoo.com or by phone with Mrs. Kim Haas at 714-265-1512. We look forward to the next time we'll meet again.
Amen.